Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You just dial on in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Whether you want to comment on the Bitcoin ruling from the IRS, which says, in effect, that the IRS believes Bitcoin is property, which, of course, is different from what other government agencies and courts have said, which is that Bitcoins are currency. The IRS is claiming that because it's property, that it must, you who have Bitcoins must follow the rules according to reporting property something or other, whatever that means. If you know anything about taxes, maybe that means something to you. It doesn't mean anything to me. But I'm wondering if what if this is going to have any effect on how Bitcoin users react. They're saying that now you got to fill out a bunch of forms or something like that and give over information. And I would hope that the majority of Bitcoin users are disobedient and don't care what the IRS says. But I'm curious, what do you think about this? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jordan. He hung through the news there in New York, and you're listening online at lrn.fm. Jordan, other thoughts you want to share? How are you responding to the IRS news?
Well, as you are, I'm really not bothered by it. I just find it more propaganda by the coercive government. Find another reason to steal money from us. Now,
aren't you scared, though, Jordan? I mean, you're not scared. I mean, it says here in the Verge article in big print, they made this extra large just so people get it real clear. The ruling takes effect immediately, and failure to comply will result in fines. Aren't you scared?
No, not at all. Like I said, it's just another form of theft by the government, and that's all these fines, supposed fines are.
So you're not gonna report your Bitcoin transactions to the feds?
Absolutely not.
Good.
And you know, with that said, people can just tumble their Bitcoins and use other services that hide their address. So you really can't put one Bitcoin address to a person. So it's going to make it really difficult for the government to try to do that.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough time going after anybody holding Bitcoins, but it's the tricky part's going to be cashing them out. Like, if you take Bitcoins and you turn them into cash, that could be an issue, because we know they've been arresting people in Florida for doing Bitcoin transactions over certain amounts and having, you know, people there's some concerns about how that's going to pan out, I think, and certainly certain companies like Coinbase, which, while they have a nice service, are particularly interested in being regulated. I don't expect it'll be too long before they're sending out 1099s or something like that.
Right. And I guess if you have your Bitcoins in Coinbase, it's time to move. And I would definitely recommend that. That's what I'm going to do. Because I do have Bitcoins in Coinbase.
Jordan, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I believe that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the TuneIn app.
Hey, Ian, Johnny Ray. It's great to be on with you guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I had a little story about purchasing a new work vehicle. My old work vehicle exploded on me, my own carelessness, but...
Well, not okay?
Exploded, but you know, I shot a rod through the engine block because I didn't put oil in it. Stupid.
Yikes.
But I needed a new vehicle, so one of my other technicians, well, he had a vehicle that was for sale. I was like, okay, I'll pick it up off you.
Are you the owner of this business?
No. Well, I'm a contractor, so.
Okay. So this was your personal vehicle then?
Yeah. This is my personal.
Okay.
Vehicle.
Got it.
So I bought this vehicle off my my other tech. And there's some issues with the vehicle. It's been fine.
And issues with what? I'm sorry, you broke up for just a short moment there.
With the title.
Okay.
The title. And it's got a whole bunch of signatures on it and all kinds of stuff. I took it over to the local exchange to get it fixed and said, okay, just go and get them to sign this piece of paper and here, and no problem. Well, go do that. Bring it back. They're like, yeah, we can't take it. I don't know. I'm sorry. You'll have to come back when that girl escapes.
Hello?
Hello,
got a real bad connection here, Liberty Phoenix. I know you had tried to call earlier on Skype, and that connection was dropping out. I don't know if you're using an internet-based phone codec or something like that, but we're having a very difficult time hearing you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we'll let you know for a short moment, but if it keeps going bad, I'm going to have to drop your call. So recap that. You tried to get the title. There were some problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, to make a long story short, the state said that I pretty much can't own because they, at all, period. So I'm car, and they said, you know what, you just have to not get registered at all. So the state's criminal.
So you're prohibited from having the car on the road. You know, there's no point in owning it because if you can't register it or if you can't have the title in your name, then ultimately it'll be problematic for you. I see where you're coming from, Liberty Phoenix. I wish we had a better connection for you tonight. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dave is in Nevada on the Amp Lines. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to say I took a print screen of Johnny Ray in his big mohawk, and I'm going to post that on the Facebook AMP page.
Excellent.
Well, I'll be happy. I'm so vain.
What I wanted to talk about is I recently, well, not recently, it's been going on like 2 years now, I was arrested for obstruction of an officer. I talked about it on the show before, but I have an appeal currently going on. What happened was is the city attorney filed a motion to dismiss the appeal for failure to prosecute. Basically, I guess my lawyer didn't file whatever he had to file in time. He told me that it shouldn't be an issue. There's court tomorrow that he has to go to. I don't have to go. But he said, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. I guess he had a lot of cases and whatever. But just the fact that, you know, the city attorney felt the need to try to get my appeal dismissed. After, you know, I went to trial, I didn't, in Nevada, you don't get a jury trial if you're charged with a crime with under a year in jail.
Mm-hmm. It's like that in a lot of places.
So I had a, you know, I wouldn't take their stupid plea, went to trial, was found guilty by the judge, and so I filed the appeal. But just the fact that, okay, well, you know, we want to try to, whatever didn't get filed in time, or it sounded like it was something minor, you know, and they usually don't do that. What my lawyer said was just that, you know, they usually don't have any problems, but they, you know, they just kind of, they filed that for whatever reason.
What is that in the background? Is that a dog?
That's a dog. It sounds like a gremlin. Sorry about that.
So the
dogs are fighting.
So I'm a little confused. So you filed the appeal. They filed a motion to dismiss saying that your attorney has dropped the ball on the appeal?
Yeah, I mean, the original appeal, because the arrest was in May of 2012, so it's been going on a couple years now. So the appeal was filed in May of 2013. The original court date was supposed to be in December, and then that got continued. And I guess they're saying that I'm actually looking at the court page right now, is respondent's motion to dismiss appeal for failure to prosecute appeal. And from what my lawyer said is there was something that they didn't do or didn't do in time or something
You're
like that.
You're saying something your lawyer didn't do?
Yeah, something that my lawyer didn't do in time.
How much are you paying for this appeal? I mean, to have an attorney take you through an appeal, it can't be cheap.
No, and this is for, again, this one's a city court. It's a minor misdemeanor. If it was actually a gross misdemeanor, it'd be a lot more money. The appeal part of it, I believe, was $1,500 plus the $300 for the whatever they give you. The
transcripts?
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
So you got an attorney doing an appeal for you for $1,500? That sounds like actually a pretty good deal, all things considered.
Well, it's only because it's a minor misdemeanor. If it was a gross misdemeanor, it would probably be double that.
So was that the point, or was there a point you were building up to here, Dave?
No, it's just the point that, I mean, even on top of that, they're trying to, you know, get in the way of...
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to file a motion to dismiss. If they can get away with it, they'll definitely file things like that. Good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can send your contact request on Skype to username lrn.fm. We'll approve it. You'll be on our list at that point. It'll be easy for you to contact the show from that point forward. Again, username on Skype is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Say, maybe you've got some bitcoins just burning a hole in your wallet. You want to spend them on something cool and useful for activism purposes? FreedomCam.net has a brand new dash cam. So we've been telling you about Freedom Can and their original product for quite a long time.
Freedom Can and Free Talk Live go a ways back.
They sure do. And now there's more than one Freedom Can available at freedomcam.net. This new one, of course, has a front-facing camera, meaning that it records everything in front of the car. It also has a camera facing inside the cab, as does their previous model, which is still available. It has GPS recording, which the previous model does as well. It has a G-force meter to record an accident. It has a password-protected SD card. That is something the original model does not have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were asking for that feature. This has it. And it has an LCD display built right into it. Again, something else the older model doesn't have. It shows the video happening as it is in real time. Or it can even play back the footage there on the device. That way you don't have to pull the card out, put it in a laptop. So very, very handy features. All of these features are packed into the new model at a lower price than the older one. Now, there is still a couple things you can get in the older one, like the infrared lighting for the inside of the car. The new model doesn't have that, but again, the price is significantly lower on the newer model. Go and check them both out at freedomcam.net. They accept cash, but you can also pay with Bitcoin at freedomcam.net.
Nice.
Very useful product. There is a Freedom Cam in the car that I drive. So let's go and continue here. Whether you want to talk about the IRS ruling on virtual currency, or actually, really, we haven't scratched much of the other show prep tonight because it's been a pretty busy night on the phones. Thanks to everybody for taking part in the show. Still to come, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Nathan, though, is on the line via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's some great hair you have there, Johnny Ray.
I'm glad you like it.
It looks good. I like it, too. Go ahead, Nathan.
So you talked about conspiracy theories and the definition of them a few times this week. I was curious, I had a question and a comment about that. How do you reconcile that definition of conspiracy with legal conspiracy theory, like tax protesters and people who talk about gold fringed flags and admiralty law and things like that?
I mean, those are all conspiracy theories, right? If the idea of a conspiracy is that people are plotting in secret to do something devious and evil, then those would fall.
Who are the secret plotters?
In theory, those would be the people behind the legal system, the lawyers.
Because it seems maybe I'm misunderstanding how it works, but I thought these legal conspiracy theories were just saying that if you know the right legalese or you know the right procedure or you point out that it's really under admiralty law or whatever, then certain conclusions follow. And I guess I didn't really see.
There's two realms here, I guess, that we can separate. There's legal theories, and then there's conspiracy theories surrounding the legal system. So if you're talking about supposed magic words that can get somebody out of something, that would be a legal theory. If you want to talk about a conspiracy theory, it would be that the lawyers have constructed the system to keep people enslaved and that it's all, you know, part of their plan.
Oh, so something like gold-fringed flags, meaning admiralty law, wouldn't be a legal conspiracy theory in your usage?
That one would probably be a conspiracy theory because that would involve people that are trying to sort of pull the wool over people's eyes, if you believe that, which I don't believe that.
Oh, I guess I kind of looked at it as more, if you know these magic words, then they'll say, oh, you got us. It's really admiralty law.
Well, while there are two, I think, realms, they do sort of cross over to some extent. Because certainly the people propagating legal theories about admiralty law, equity law, etc., these sorts of things, certainly believe that there's a conspiracy behind it, that there were, you know, people in the court system who have been trying to cover up this information. They also believe that the theories will be – that their theories about what to do in court are valid. And, of course, whenever you try them, you find out they're not.
Well, that leads me to my comment, which is I wanted to speculate on the psychology of the people involved in some of these legal conspiracy theories, mainly like tax protesters. I found an old article on Reason about it, and a lot of them, they're not principled anarcho-Rothbardians or anything. I think what a lot of them are motivated by is a kind of fear to accept that saying by Lysander Spooner that, you know, if the Constitution had as either not prevented it or else enabled this abuse of power. I think they're motivated because they're afraid to accept that, and they want to believe on some level that there's a written law that the government officials are held accountable to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think there are some of them that are that way. Others that just want to get the hell out of the system, and they're looking for any possible method, and they come across these ideas, and they sound valid. I mean, they sound well-researched, and it's just the problem is the government doesn't follow their own rules, either that or the research has been poor, and it's, you know, it's just, they're just wrong.
Yeah, what I was thinking was just that they don't want to reach that conclusion that they don't follow their own rules. They want to cling to the notion that there are rules and they have to follow them. And if you say the magic words and they'll say, "Oh, you caught us. Those are really the rules." But, you know.
Yep, I think that's definitely a factor when it comes to them. They want to believe that there is still some sanity, or that there ever was some sort of sanity to this system. That one of the tenets or the maxims of law is that there's always a remedy, right? So they use the law and the ideas behind the system and the system of law to justify their theories. Well, if there's always a remedy, we can figure out what that remedy is, and we can outline that remedy, and we can go through that process. And turns out, as you pointed out, they don't follow their own rules. So even if you've spent hours and hours and hours in doing research, and you believe that you've got it down, that you understand the path out of this insane system, it just won't work out. Because they don't care.
Bastiat said that the law was created to protect the rights of the citizens.
Well, it's come a long way then.
And it's been turned on its head. And it's used for exactly the opposite reason, Ian.
Indeed. Nathan, other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it. I just thought that was an interesting topic to bring up because you mentioned you always call them legal conspiracy theories. And
no, not usually. If I do, then I apologize. Usually I just call them legal theories.
Well, have a good night.
But thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. So let's see. In other news, there's the Colorado thing, which... it's pretty big news. Colorado Court of Appeals has ruled that residents have been convicted of marijuana possession before recreational weed was legalized may be eligible to have those decisions overturned.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
That's huge if that actually happens. Now, the terminology is they may be eligible, so what are the qualifications? Well, as of January 1st, 2014, adults from Colorado are legally allowed to buy up to an ounce of marijuana under the state constitution's recently passed Amendment 64, but with upwards of 9,000 marijuana possession cases being prosecuted each year before then, a huge chunk of the state's population is now left wondering how the newly enacted law impacts previously decided court rulings. So, we'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Does that mean they're going to be letting people out of prison? That would be pretty cool. More on the way. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up anything toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's the Pro XPN toll free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Coffee.freetalklive.com. You get a free pound of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, which makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox, it's a great company. They are not only producing great coffee, and again, you can get a free pound just by paying the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com, but they also do something special that other coffee producers just aren't doing, and that is that they've set up a program that allows people around the world in very tough places to live to buy into their co-op. And plus, Free Talk Live is working to recruit 1,000 Free Talk Live coffee-drinking listeners to order your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, which will allow us and BuzzBox to finance 100 microloans. It'll help people in third-world countries get out of poverty by giving them an opportunity to change their lives for the better, start their own businesses. You can get started now. Get your free pound of coffee. Just pay the shipping cost at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel the subscription at any time. You get on an auto ship program that you can adjust. So maybe you're a heavy coffee drinker or not so heavy. You can adjust the delivery frequency of your next pound of coffee over at coffee.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about what's going on in Colorado. It's pretty big news that earlier this month, on March 13th, three judges of a state's appeals panel said that part of an earlier decision in a case against a Colorado woman sentenced in 2011 for marijuana possession should be vacated. In making their decision, the appellate court wrote that there could be post-conviction relief if there has been significant change in the law.
Amendment 64, by decriminalizing the personal use or possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana, meets the statutory requirement for a significant change in the law and eliminates and thus mitigates the penalties for persons convicted of engaging in such conduct, the judges opined. Spokesperson for the Colorado Attorney General John Southers has since told NPR the office will likely appeal the court's latest ruling, but if it stands, then it will set the stage for a substantial number of residents to have their convictions reversed.
I'm sure Colorado is enjoying a lot of benefits from their legalization of marijuana.
They've been enjoying a huge revenue stream, from what I understand, to the tax coffers.
And freeing a bunch of peaceful people and letting them get back to work would be...
I don't know if they're freeing anybody who's currently behind bars for marijuana possession, but anyone who's caught with less than an ounce at this point is not going to be put in any jeopardy.
Or if you have a three-panel appeals court looking at something that happened to you that involved marijuana, then maybe that'll... Isn't that what's going on here?
Well, they made a decision in one case to reverse part of a conviction for this lady. And of course, the attorney general is challenging that. They are appealing probably to the state Supreme Court. So this has yet to really play out all the way, but it's looking good so far. Now, it doesn't affect everybody. However, according to the story at RT.com, the appeals court weighed in particularly on the case of Brandi Jessica Russell, a Colorado woman sentenced in August 2011 and served two concurrent four-year terms of supervised probation, 192 hours of community service, and a suspended sentence of 90 days in jail after being convicted of possessing a small amount of marijuana, marijuana concentrate, and methamphetamine. Attorneys for Russell filed an appeal shortly after, but it wasn't heard by the court system until after Amendment 64 went into effect on December 10th of 2012. Since then, lawmakers have allowed for the first legal recreational marijuana dispensaries in the United States to operate across Colorado, and the state is expected to reap millions of dollars in taxes from those sales by the end of the year. And because Russell's case was still up in the air at that point, the appeals court said her conviction should be tossed. Now, I presume they're tossing her marijuana convictions and keeping her methamphetamine conviction. Defendant contends that Amendment 64 should be applied retroactively, and her convictions for possession of marijuana concentrate and possession of less than 1 ounce of marijuana should be vacated, and we agree, wrote the court. So this is huge news. We will keep an eye on this over time. We'll see how things go, because if this holds up at the Supreme Court level, that's going to be a big deal. There are going to be a lot of people who, even if they aren't currently on a sentence, could still go ahead and come back into the court system and say, hey, you convicted me of this, and then you changed the law, and so can you just go ahead and toss that out? Because it really sucks trying to get a job with a misdemeanor conviction on my record.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So this is a big deal. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, whether it's about Colorado, cannabis, or whatever's on your mind. Whit is on the line in Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking me on, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know if it was you that engaged in a false accusation against me or if it was your co-host the other night, but I should like to respond to being accused of engaging in hate speech.
Okay, what was the accusation? I don't recall.
Was that you that said that?
I don't know what you're talking about. What was the accusation?
Well, we were talking about, us being over there, and that's why they hate us.
Us being over where?
Over there. It was in the context of 9/11 and somebody talking about Osama bin Laden lost his sugar daddy and took us out, all this other stuff. That wasn't you that accused me of engaging in hate speech?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't recall that conversation. Are you sure I was even on that show?
Was it two nights ago or three?
You are asking me about a conversation I don't recall, so I don't do the Sunday night show, and I heard you called on Sunday night. Someone called in earlier tonight to tell us that.
Oh, interesting. What did he have to say?
Well, you can go back in the archives and listen anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Why don't you just go ahead and respond generally to whatever it was that was said?
Well, I was wondering, Ian, is it you that believes that they hate us because we're over there, so to speak?
I don't believe collective statements like that. I believe people are individuals. So, first of all, I'm not over there. I don't know if you're over there, but if you are, that's your business and not mine.
The United States of America has forces on foreign soil.
And they is, again, another nondescript term that includes a lot of people. So I would only say that certain individuals probably hate the United States government because, yeah, they've probably, you know, had their family members and friends die at the hands of the U.S. soldiers. So, yeah, I think there are probably individuals who hate the United States government.
Yeah, and probably there's a lot of individuals who hate the, quote, citizens of the United States because we support the government.
Or it's perceived of as though I don't support the government.
Right. The government is like, in so many cases, it's like a millstone around our neck where we're democracy is all these bootlickers pulling us down the drain with them. And when you've got a real legitimate terrorist attack against you and your family dies because of U.S. policy, it's sad.
When does that ever happen? A terrorist
attack? Well, the 9/11 attackers.
America?
The 9/11 attackers, I contend, were fighting U.S. policy of stationing troops in holy places in Saudi Arabia.
Do you believe that? By the imputation of Saudi Arabia, by the way, whether or not Saudi citizens all agree with that or not, that's totally...
You know, you claimed that you were a libertarian one night, Whit, and I don't really believe you.
I am a libertarian, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with you, right?
No, I don't really believe that you're a libertarian because libertarians that I know don't believe in aggression.
All libertarians agree with each other?
Like no, that's certainly true that libertarians don't agree with one another, but most of the libertarians I know don't believe in aggression around the world. You're kind of unique in that way.
That's why I left the Libertarian Party after the atrocity of 2001, because other libertarians made excuses, like the one that just did, for the people that were not victims. Those 19, I don't even want to call them human beings, we're not victims of our aggression or terrorism in Saudi Arabia. In fact, a lot of them are what would be called, from where I grew up, rich and spoiled brats that were taught to hate by a jerk-off that had a lot of money and had a cult following. And they actually do believe that the Quran is based on a true story and that Muhammad is... Allah is God, and Muhammad is a messenger, and he commands them to kill people that don't agree with them. Now,
thanks for the call, Whit. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control. Libertarians, as I understand it, don't believe in aggression, and the U.S. military going around the world and bombing people and threatening people and occupying countries is definitely perceived of as aggression by the people in those places, in the same way that people in the United States would perceive it as aggression if the Chinese came and occupied our streets here and started killing people. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Skype us, username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Check out the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to go to freestateproject.org, get signed up like Johnny Ray and I did, and then make the move, as we've done as well. We're early movers, though. There are 1,500-plus people that are here already as part of the Free State Project. The move's been going on for about a decade now. Actually, the early moving part has been going on for about a decade. We want to reach 20,000 people who pledged to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire to get active with other people who believe in freedom so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's important, and it's worth doing something about.
And there's something that I can't really explain. There's something inexplicable, if you will, about locality and being, you know, me sitting right across the table from you and how
important
that is.
It's a community. It builds a community that is. It's hard to explain to other people how great it is to be around other people who understand freedom. Go and check out freestateproject.org. Come visit us and about 1,500 other liberty-minded people at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com. You can go there to learn more about that event. It's happening in June. We're about 3 months away, actually, at this point from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a great excuse to come check out New Hampshire and check out that community because it is amazing. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more as we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Charles in West Virginia. You're listening to WVTS. Hey, Charles.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering, since the guys have attacked us from Saudi Arabia, how come we invaded Iraq?
Well, first of all, I didn't invade Iraq. I don't know if you did, but
military did.
No, you mean the military? Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, maybe it was really all about oil and control.
Well, that's a theory I've kind of mulled over.
That's what I got for you. What about you, Johnny Ray? What do you think? Why invade Iraq if the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia?
The family feud between the Bushes and the Husseins.
Settling old scores,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Well,
yeah, and the oil.
Hey, Saddam Hussein threatened to kill Bush the first. So Bush the second took up a chance and took it. Settled some old scores.
Yeah, we'll never know. how much personalities drive these world events, but I suspect it has a lot to do with it.
Charles, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy. He's in also in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I wanted to kick back to what you guys were talking about and everyone being kind of up in arms about overturning some convictions in Colorado. I think what you see when you look at that is a lot of people who don't want to bog down the legal system and are still fighting to handle issues that have been nullified. So the people that are looking for overturns are people who were fighting the legal system while the legalization battle was going. But I also don't understand or I don't really get why they're raising such a big deal about these overturns. Because when you look at issues like marriage equality, especially Prop 8 in California, the number of people whose lives were changed because a law was changed and it retroactively affected them. I mean, this is kind of a commonplace thing in a world where we're expecting a lot of social change now, where we saw people who were married, who all of a sudden were not legally recognized as being married, who then again are legally recognized as being married. So the law changes and people kind of have to deal with that.
Are you saying, and let me see if I'm misunderstanding you. Are you saying you don't understand why people are interested in having their convictions overturned?
Oh, no. I'm not saying that at all. I think it's a really great thing. But I just don't understand why some people in Colorado and are making such a big deal over the fact that, oh, these people who are convicted are all of a sudden going to be free to get jobs and exist in the general public when you look at all the other issues that are going on in the country right now. And as soon as a law gets changed, it tends to affect a larger number of people at one time. I'm using marriage equality as an example. I'm in West Virginia now, but I live in California primarily. And I, you know, the number of couples who were married before same-sex marriages were illegalized in California. So then they weren't legally recognized, and then they overturned it, so they were legally married again. You know, it's one of
those.
You're
saying people are, I guess I'm still confused. Johnny Ray, maybe you can help me out here if you've been following this better.
I was thinking about video games.
Who is getting upset, or who's? What are the people in Colorado that you're referring to? Are you saying people are mad that people are getting their convictions overturned?
I just don't understand why it's such a big deal. why is it?
Well, it's a big deal if you're somebody who's got a conviction on your record and you can get that expunged. That's a big deal.
Which is good. I'm saying it's a good thing. So why are people making waves about it?
Which people are you referring to? Hello? He just dropped off the line. I don't know what happened there, if it was about... I guess he means that maybe he thinks people who don't support medical or who don't support legalization are making waves. I wasn't really clear on who those people would be, because if you have a conviction, then obviously you want to have your conviction overturned, because it can be a real pain in the butt to try to get a job if you've been, like, for instance, in Florida, it used to be a possession of over 21 grams of pot would have been a felony. So I don't know what it was in Colorado previously. Maybe it was just a misdemeanor. But either way, getting a job with that kind of record is very, very difficult. So I would understand that that would be a big deal for people, unless he was talking about is it a big deal for the people who oppose marijuana, who want to make it criminal, in which case I haven't heard from those people, so I don't know if it's a big deal to them or not. Certainly the attorney general is going to make it out to be a big deal, because they're going to have to overturn a lot of cases if this decision goes through.
Maybe he was thinking that there was a component to the story you were sharing where there was another side to it.
The only other side that was cited in the story was the attorney general's office. They're the ones that are appealing. They're the ones that don't want people's convictions overturned, because that means more work for them, I think.
Are they making a big deal out of it?
They're appealing. I guess that's the big deal.
The attorney general's office?
Yeah, they're appealing the decision of overturning.
Well, why are they making a big deal out of it?
I don't know if it's a big deal. If you want to consider it a big deal, they filed appeals paperwork. Anyway, Johnny Ray, let's talk about your game of the week.
Sure. It's from Blizzard. This is a real crowd pleaser. It's called Hearthstone, and it's a card game. I'm playing it on Battle.net. Battle.net.
So it's an online card game.
Yes.
Doesn't that take the fun out of card games?
Well, why?
Because you're not holding them.
Yeah, they're not real cards.
Well, Ian, you remember how much fun we used to have playing Dominion, right? Well, the online experience was so much better.
Yeah.
Because everything's done for you.
Well, yeah, you don't have to remember all the rules, and if there's you don't make mistakes on the rules.
You don't make mistakes on the rules. You don't have to shuffle your deck every time you play through it. And
but it takes the human element out of it.
Well, no, it does not take the human element out of it.
Yeah, it does.
Stupid.
You're disconnected. Unless you're sitting in the same room as the people who are playing the game. You're totally disconnected.
You disgust me, you Luddite.
All right, so what do you do in this game?
Well, it's kind of like that game I was talking about. Yeah, it's called Hearthstone. Like, your hearth.
Yep.
And it's kind of like that Adventure Time game I was talking about, Card Wars. It's got that similar, I'm assuming it's a Magic the Gathering style, a Magic the Gathering conceit. You put your little minions out in front of you, and they can serve to protect you. It's you when you die, you're behind your minions, and you've got like 25 hit points or whatever, and somebody's throwing minions out on their side of the board, and their minions can attack you, and they're casting spells and stuff. What is I think new with this game is you gotta spend mana to put out one of your minions. You know, a more powerful minion, and then it's going to cost you more mana.
Yeah, that sounds very Magic the Gathering.
Every turn, you always know it's a prescribed how much mana you're going to have to spend. On your first turn, you have one mana to spend. On your second turn, you'll have two mana. On your third turn, you'll have three mana. So when you get to the end of the game kind of accelerates, because every turn, you've got mana plus one, and it's not too long while you're into it that you start really pulling some powerful cards out. The games are fast, and it's kind of like
fast.
For me, I was a slow player. I just learned it today, so the games were taking 20 to 25 minutes.
That's pretty fast, because like you're used to games that go on for an hour and a half or something like that.
Yeah, Dominion was my favorite, and it was on average an hour. This game.
How many players?
Two players.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's only two players. And, shucks, forgot what I was going to say. But
have you played Magic the Gathering?
Like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Once.
Because it sounds pretty similar, although I'm sure there's key differences that we're not going to be able to really unearth here in the next 20 seconds.
Well, it's kind of like basketball, because each turn, like, I've got all these minions out and I'm really happy, and this guy, he wipes them all out, and it's just back and forth and back and forth, and then it's over.
So you've only been playing it for a day,
right? But I didn't want to come do Free Talk Live because I wanted to keep playing.
Oh, damn! It's that good. All right. Well, I'm glad you showed up tonight, Johnny Riggs.
Thank
it's been
you.
A good show with you, and so maybe we'll get a follow up next week with some more detail on your a week long experience.
Yeah, and you
game.
Can find me on Battle.net, Chisharim, CISHARIM.
You're gonna have to spell that again next week. See you tomorrow, FreeTalkLive.com.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.